ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
फिर से हमारे सम्मुख वो सुंदर दिन आ पहुंचा।
वंस अगेन वी हैव दैट ब्यूटीफुल डे इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस।
बाबा जिसे हम बहुत प्यार करते हैं,
बाबा द वन हू वी लव अ लॉट,
रिटर्न देने के लिए हमारे मध्य में
फॉर अस टू गिव द रिटर्न ऑफ लव। बाबा इज गोइंग टू कम इन बिटवीन अस। We are anticipating for this time and we all are present here.
This
is Baba's meeting. Two things I would like to tell you all. We have to take blessings from Baba.
It's
like we have to donate any of the weaknesses which we have. There are many new children who are there in the gathering today. On the spiritual path, in order to fill our aprons with godly happiness, it is also very necessary to sacrifice something. And whatever Baba is giving us, there is a lot of blessings filled in that. Baba gives us drishti, spiritual love, and we will take all benefit from Him. So today we will concentrate ourselves, and with the topic of concentration we move further. Everyone should remember that it is only due to the elevated stage that we have, we can experience the treasures from Baba. The stage should be quiet and we should acquire a lot of treasures from Baba. Let everyone remember a very beautiful slogan. In this conscious stage, sensible are those who knows to keep their mind quiet. All are very sensible. And all are jnani souls, intellectual souls. So use your pure wisdom and keep your mind and intellect quiet. And also remember, the one whose mind is quiet, they only are most powerful in the world. The nature and the elements also accept their orders. In the time of destruction, and at the time of revelation, such souls play the hero part. And so today, and we are taking the topic of concentration. And we will also have a practice of concentration. And we will also know something about it. I would like to keep a secret. You will all pay a lot of attention and listen to me. The one who has come for the first time and the one who has come many times. Baba used to say, so there is a very subtle godly mission of settling all the karmic accounts and the secret is from the proper age. All souls, maybe Brahmins or not, all, whatever they have done, maybe good or bad, maybe bad in a special way, like sin or vicious action, which was recorded in the soul, now it has started to emerge.
हो गए हैं.
It has started to emerge. And this is why there is a mental illness moving at a very fast speed in the world. And there is a complaint of many. We don't know why we have wishful thoughts in mind. The speed of the mind has become very fast. And there are physical illness and it has been increasing. And circumstances are also the same manner, and every day the circumstances and the mental fluctuations are increasing at a very fast speed. And therefore, to keep the mind cheerful and to keep one light, and to accept few things while moving along and to make one powerful, is extremely necessary. So this is the demand of the time, that we have to gyani soul, and whatever will happen in the world, by knowing it, we have to become a detached observer and also make our stage very powerful. Yoga has to be transformed into cosmic meeting. Let yoga doesn't become just a practice. It should become God's meeting every day. Every day we have to have the meeting with God the Father. In the beginning we will just practice. And every day, in the morning and in the evening, any time, definitely have this beautiful practice. And the practice is, we will now move to the certain region. Baba is giving drishti. Now Baba has opened his thousands of arms on my head. And said, my child, you're not alone. I am with all the arms, I'm with you. Baba has kept his hand of blessings on my head. The vibrations of power from his hand is being absorbed in me. Baba is giving drishti. And we came below. Now it shall be. Every day once. One should definitely experience this God's meeting. Will have a very beautiful feeling and increase this awareness that Baba with the thousand arms is distinctly with me. We have to concentrate our mind. Sometimes we don't feel bliss in meditation, but once we have concentration, we receive a lot of happiness. And every And many of them have this complaint that the mind wanders.
याद रखेंगे वर्तमान समय के लिए.
Remember for the present time.
हम सोचेंगे.
Whatever we start thinking.
उसके vibrations सबसे पहले हमारे brain में जाएं.
Now vibrations of the other soul first to reach. If we think too much of negative, we are always under tension. We are always under fear and worry.
Negative energy brain ko jati hai.
And then the negative energy passes the soul through the brain, and the brain is damaged. And that is why this is the reason for the increase of mental illness. And so we have to be too much positive.
आत्मा जब अपने स्वरूप पर एकाग्र
हो यू विल रिमेंबर व्हेन द सोल बिकम्स कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड आई द सोल आई एम इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड आई एम अ स्पार्कलिंग हार्ट अ स्पार्कलिंग लाइट एंड वी हैव टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट इन दिस एम्बॉडीमेंट
उस संकल्प के बहुत पावरफुल वाइब्रेशंस ब्रेन
एंड दैट वेरी पावरफुल थॉट विल गो टू द ब्रेन And we'll do a very beautiful action. Because the creation of brain is very wonderful. Nobody can know this completely. So let us give positive energy to the brain. And for this we have to make our mind and intellect concentrated. And we have two powers, that is mind and intellect. We should know something about this. Mind. Can only be stable when we start giving the thoughts to the mind which the mind likes, the mind wonders.
And
there is creative energy in the mind. And if you don't create beautiful thoughts in the mind, then automatically the mind keeps on wandering. Every time mind searches for bliss, and to achieve bliss, the mind starts wandering here and there. And therefore, we have to create thoughts through which the mind experiences bliss, and the mind becomes quiet and still. I'll give you a very beautiful thought. Baba and Sakar used to tell these things. Brahma Baba had this experience. And those times I too used to remember these thoughts what Baba had given.
दो युग तक तुमने देवताओं के साथ रहकर देखा
Baba said for two ages you remained with the deities and you saw those deities and two ages you have been living with a human being now for a short period of time you remain with God
ऊपर
up above down below there is completely the human world we have to have a practice of staying up above with the supreme father the supreme soul the supreme father the supreme soul who is the almighty authority he is also the ocean of Sila the pure fire the one who is very benevolent for us so mind should be given a very beautiful thought
स्थिर करनी है बुद्धि भगवान
इंटेलेक्ट हैज टू बी कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड
स्थिर करना
इंटेलेक्ट हैज टू बी मेड स्टेबल
साधना है
एंड द मोस्ट एलिवेटेड टास्क इज
हमने विवेक हरा है
द इंटेलेक्ट वेयर देयर इज विजडम मे बी बैड विजडम और गुड विजडम मे बी डर्टीनेस और देयर इज अ लॉट एंड लॉट ऑफ ब्यूटीफुल ट्रेजर्स ऑफ नॉलेज
negativity
we have to check ourselves whether we are filled with the negativities or positivity if the intellect is completely filled with dirty thoughts then it can't be content and therefore the intellect has to be cleaned and after cleaning the beautiful thoughts have to be filled in the intellect we should pay attention to these two things and every day we get good thoughts from the murli And when the mind and intellect both become concentrated, we will enjoy leading life. And once again we will now practice. The intellect is also the third eye of wisdom. So which we visualize, we see. We will look at the soul. We will create thought in the mind. And we will give the pure energy of vibration to the atmosphere. Let us concentrate our intellect in the soul stage. Let us look to our form, a very sparkling star, a point of energy, the Master, Son of Knowledge. He is spreading his brightness. He is very attractive. Only I, the sparkling jewel. Create a thought. I am a supreme pure being. The vibrations and the rays of purity is being spread through me. Let the mind be filled with beautiful thoughts. I'll give you more beautiful thoughts. I request all the foreigners and also the Bharatvasis that every day you need to think in this way that I am a world benefactor. I am an ancestor. And also create a beautiful thought. My birth itself has been taken place for this great and elevated task. God Himself has sustained me in order to sustain the world. He has given His love to me to distribute that in the world. And every day, one, charge yourself with these thoughts. My birth is there for the great task. And not for an ordinary thing. And not for you and me. Baba has drishti on me. He has selected me in order to establish that beautiful world. And these thoughts will inspire more. And every day when we remember these thoughts, we will be liberated from all trivial matters. And the mind becomes peaceful and calm. The one who wants to concentrate their mind and intellect, I am keeping for them few points. First, get liberated from all kinds of desires. Let there be no desire to get something from the world. And the one who gets liberated from this, only they can experience the wonderful meeting of God. We should not run behind the desires of this old world. Now it is the time to attain godly blessing. And now we will talk to ourselves. Oh mind, you have been wandering out of desire here and there for thousands of years. Now become quiet. You talk like this to your mind. And now we will come to this practice. This is called as making effort. We will have to train our mind in this way. Where are you wandering? The desires are unlimited and it can never be liberated. The one which is destroying the peace, the one which invokes the sorrow, we have to liberate us from that. And also remember that very beautiful Supreme Goshas regarding this, where on both sides Baba gives inspiration. As and as you move towards completion and perfection, the nature or the element will always be engaged in fulfilling your thoughts. We will also increase our purity and the nature will provide us everything. And there is no need for us to run behind the desire. The nature itself will run behind us. And therefore, by talking to yourself, remove and liberate yourself from this iron age of world. And secondly, if any vices still remain with us, then we cannot become completely concentrated. Only completely wiseless can become completely concentrated. So we have to keep this as our aim. So this is a very big thing which Baba has explained. If you have the power of concentration, which is also called as the silence power, they will order the nature stop and the nature will stop. For instance, at the time of destruction, there is always a fire and it cannot be evacuated, it cannot be put off. The yogi can become the master of the nature and will give order to the fire, so the deity of fire becomes peaceful. And you will experience the fire will be put off. There is a great power in concentration and it has to be recognized. All the treasures will be destroyed if we waste our thoughts. We have to concentrate ourselves and we have to make ourselves worthy so that we can benefit something to the world. And thirdly, we have to get liberated from the sensual pleasure. If we want to have bodily intoxication or enjoy godly pleasure, then we have to definitely liberate sensual pleasure. And fourthly, introvertedness. And fifth one, practice the power of concentration. It is only after a lot of practice the mind and intellect become stable. Now once again we move towards practice. Now one which is a very beautiful experience for experiencing the power of concentration. Everyone do realize that I am a soul, I am a self-sovereign. In 1 minute I will explain. The soul is the master of the body. The soul is the master of the mind, body and wealth and the physical organs. We have to become our master and this is called as becoming self-sovereign. And we will experiment this and everybody should realize that I am the master of the mind, body and wealth. Let there be this intoxication, this awareness that I am the master. And the mind and the intellect will start obeying our orders. If we say to the mind, be quiet, mind becomes quiet. We tell the intellect, be concentrated. whatever Baba has explained today, that has to be inculcated. Whatever Murli Baba has spoken today, that has to be inculcated, and the intellect will follow it and improve it. And so now we will move towards this practice. So once again, you concentrate on your soul.
मालिक बनकर सिंहासन पर बैठे
राजा
सर्वशक्तिवान
वेरी पावरफुल
मन बुद्धि की मालिक
आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ माय माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट गिव गुड फीलिंग आई एम द मास्टर
हे मेरे मन
ओ माय माइंड
तू हजारों साल से भटकता रहा
यू हैव बीन वंडरिंग सिंस थाउजेंड ईयर नाउ बी क्वाइट
बात करें
Talk to yourself in this way.
Hey, mere man.
Oh, my mind.
Tumne vyarth ki baaton mein bhatak kar bahut kashta.
You have been wandering in negativity and tired yourself. Now be concentrated into that who inculcate you by qualities and values. And instantly the mind and intellect will start inculcating what the teacher has said. You will have a very good experience. And the churning in the mind increases with force. In order to increase the power of concentration, especially we need to practice two things, through which the mind becomes completely stable. One is bodiless stage, and second is to have a pure vision. Or spiritual drishti. So one should pay attention to what spiritual drishti. If anybody wants to keep the mind and intellect clean and quiet to increase purity, to set good vibrations, and then they have to remember five things every day. Let there be the practice of spiritual drishti. Let us look to the soul sparkling in the center of the forehead of everyone. And Sakar Baba used to say that to consider oneself to be a soul and to consider others to be a soul is to give a spiritual current to the soul. The mind and intellect will become very peaceful and concentrated. Throughout the day, at least you have to lead this practice once. You should only see the sparkling star in the center of the forehead, and the mind will be completely filled with bliss.
The
modulus stage has to be practiced very well. I am not this body. I am an incarnated soul in this body. And while becoming bodiless, the past will be forgotten. It is very important. The past bad effect has to be forgotten. And it takes a lot of effort to remove. The mind and intellect is worrying about the past, and it is unable to take the peace and happiness of the present time. And so this bodiless stage will experience to have that peaceful and happy mind and intellect. And in the present time, the mind and intellect continues to become peaceful. And it was very beautifully given in today's Baba's blessing that in all the four ages, we will be having the clear awareness of our past as what we were, what will we will be, and this will be clearly seen. We will start visualizing, and we will attain the vision. And this two practice will, should be increased. Now for 3 minutes, we will stabilize our mind and intellect in Shiva Baba. It is very important. We should only see the Son of Knowledge and we will see Him in the Supreme Abode.
Mahajyoti.
The great light.
ब्रह्मलोक में जैसे कि ज्ञान सूर्य प्रकट हुआ है चमक रहा है
इन द ब्रह्मलोक
उनके तेज
द ग्रेट लाइट हैज अपीयर्ड थ्रू विच द होल ब्रह्मलोक इज बीन फिल्ड विद ऑल द वाइब्रेशंस एंड पावर He is Almighty Authority and His rays of power is traveling a distance.
पति पावन पवित्रता के सागर
है ओशन ऑफ प्योरिटी
पवित्र किरणे चारों ओर फैल रही है
प्योरिटी स्प्रेडिंग एवरीवेयर
meeting
in this season. Many brothers were telling me, so this is the first Ganges day, which is completely pure. And everyone will be filled with that purity. The eyes which were searching for God, now we will become content. And we will absorb those thoughts in our mind that this meeting of God every day should take place early in the morning once. I had already given you one thought, one for remembrance, and yoga should be made into meeting God. And then you will have a constant remembrance as if you are meeting God.
बाबा से वरदान लेंगे
टुडे वी विल गेन ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम बाबा
कमजोरी छोड़ेंगे
एंड लीव और रिनाउंस वन वीकनेस
ये बहुत अच्छे अनुभव करने का विषय है
दिस इज अ वेरी गुड टॉपिक
कमजोरी टू एक्सपीरियंस परेशान कर रही हो
इफ एनी वीकनेस इज ट्रबलिंग मी द वन व्हिच गिव्स पेन टू अदर्स एंड दैट वी विल सैक्रिफाइस इन फ्रंट ऑफ गॉड With true mind and body, and when Baba is giving drishti to all, and at the time of drishti, let us talk to Baba. Baba, I surrender this weakness to you, and there will be good experience. And all the 7 days, every day, early in the morning, we will practice that this weakness I have already surrendered to God. So everyone will definitely perform this duty, and the one who has come for the first time will also very firmly promise on purity, maybe having hatredness, to come in tension, stress, all that should be sacrificed or surrendered to God. So I take blessings from God. The whole Murli itself is a blessing. However, I would like to make you remember one thing.
जो लंबा काल ईश्वरीय नशे में रहती है
करने
की शक्ति आती है
पावर टू क्लेम ऑल द ब्लेसिंग
वरदान रूप में स्वीकार
एनी वन पॉइंट द वर्ड ऑफ ब्लेसिंग हैज टू बी टेकन इनटू कंसीडरेशन And then feel that Baba is placing his hand a blessing over my head and his the one who have come many times and they know this. Baba will enter that is body. There will be white light. That means Baba has come. Baba will give drishti to all. And then Baba will speak the Murli. Now what is to be done? When Baba will be offered bhog, the song is played, a very beautiful song will be played. We will now fly high. We will fly, we will feel this. I, the soul, I'm getting detached from this body, I'm moving towards the Supreme Abode, towards Baba. And we will come under the rays of His. Baba comes down with the rays, and we will experience that powerful ray. And then once again, there will be the line of the song. We will fly high. And once again, we will practice that I, the soul, I'm moving out from these rays, I'm going up above. I touch Baba and come again inside the body and we'll have a very beautiful feeling. This is the 7 minute song. Sometimes Baba comes in the end of the song and sometimes in the beginning of the song. So until then, we will sit under the rays of Baba and this time will be the most valuable one. Baba will come. The great light and Brahma Baba both have come in this body. Baba will give drishti. And you all know it is such a big hall. And physically it is impossible to give drishti to each and every one. You concentrate your drishti on Shiva Baba. The Almighty Authority is sitting in the center of the forehead in Dadi's body. And His powerful rays are falling on me. And this yoga will only be of 10 minutes. And at this time you will surrender your weakness to Baba. And at the same time, you will take yourself into great intoxication, which is most important. Who is sitting in front of me? Who is giving drishti to me? Who has come to meet me? We were wandering, searching for that drishti, and He has come in front of us. He has come to give us belongingness. The one who has come in front of us is the same for whom we were searching for ages together. He is our God friend. So we have to fill our mind with that happiness and bliss with such beautiful thoughts. So this time is most important. Then Baba will speak his supreme portion, which contains blessing, and we will all see that as what inspiration Baba will give us. And through mind, we will create a thought. So whatever Baba today will tell us to do, we will put the force of 29 to accomplish it. So once again we will sit in Baba's remembrance. I invoke Baba, and with one thought we will have yoga. We will call Baba and we will feel that Shri Baba is coming down. And Baba has come in front of me. Look the Son of Knowledge in front of you. And that Son of Knowledge rays is falling on me. And now we will move towards this good thought and powerful yoga.